This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations here in Tampa, Florida. And we are broadcasting across the country as we are syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network and via the Westwood One XDS satellite, where many people around the world right now are listening to us, including our military men and women, and they're listening overseas, and we thank them for their service to America. Now to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security officers, as well as the construction workers working those different projects all night long, and not to forget about the truck stop waitresses pouring that coffee for the drivers and our convenience store clerks, too. Thank you for what you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway, and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Joining us right now, Frank Silvato, who is the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Kevin.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling, you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it. Well, Mr. Frank, the president believes the odds of reaching a deal on the wall, barrier, call it whatever you want, are less than 50-50. But in the very next breath, representatives of the administration have said that the efforts to get our 15,000 border customs agents on the border for the past 4 years, not only the Obama administration, but also the Trump administration, is not working. We've had about 2,700. We need 15,000, which is why the troops are going to stay on that border.
Yeah, and this is, you know, you listen to the rhetoric coming out of the left when they talk about the negotiating on border security, and nothing that anybody's asked for when it comes to actually securing the border is something that they want to support. All they want to do is use technology. They don't want to put any boots on the ground. They don't want to put up a barrier. They don't want to have anything that we know works in places around the world that need barriers. So to think that they're going to ever come to the table in an ingenuous way, an honest way, to broker a deal about securing our safety here in the United States with one of the longest borders in the world, you know, it's very hard to believe that they're talking without a Janus face.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is, you know, this catch and release policy is still part of the policy because Barack Obama instilled that, and it's still there. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. I mean, if we're going to lock down the border, let's lock down the border. Let's do it.
We need to stop that.
Yeah, let's do it the way the U.S. military would do it anywhere.
Right.
Let's make it completely secure until these people actually say, you know what, we'll come and negotiate with you. And that includes not reopening the government. I don't think we should be doing that at all. You know, I think that we need to cull a lot of the bureaucracy that's in the government. I mean, I disagree that we're not paying the Secret Service and the Coast Guard, but there are a lot of things in the federal government that don't really need to be as bloated as they are.
Well, it was more in the Secret Service. The FBI was included in that, too.
Well, until the FBI becomes non-politicized, let's see what happens. Maybe we just we pay the agents and we don't pay the executives. How's that?
Yeah, that works.
You know, and that's not a bad idea for all of the agencies. Let's pay the people actually doing the work and not pay the people who just go to work to pick their noses.
So Marco Rubio says we can go further on immigration. What's he talking about?
Boy, you got me on that one. I'd like to see everything tighter and the border tighter. If that's what he's talking about, that's great. But he's talking about negotiating and giving in. I'm not for it. You know, the right side of the aisle is notorious for talking tough and then caving in because the Democrats stick their fingers in their ears and say no, no, no all the time. It's time for the right to say, you know what? We didn't shut down government. We've offered to open it up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different times. You won't budge on something that we want to negotiate on. So you know what? Sit there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Senator Susan Collins said that absolutely nothing was accomplished by shutting the border or by shutting the government down. I agree.
Susan Collins should be a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So should Lisa Murkowski. She should be a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time something tough comes up, those two vote with the Democrats. So why are they in our party?
Don't know. I guess because they need them?
Yeah.
Maybe because they got the R next to their name? I don't know.
Yeah. They always vote with the Democrats. They're always the ones that vote with the gangs of 8 and the gangs of 6 and the gangs of 16. They hardly ever stand up for anything that is a conservative principle. So why are they in the party? I don't know.
Hmm. Okay, well, you know, it's a strange circumstance we find ourselves with because last I knew, the Democrats were only in charge of the House of Representatives, not the Senate and not the White House.
Well, and that's the point. You know, we're starting to cave. I don't get it. You know, if this is the way that Mitch McConnell's going to run the Senate, to just let things fall apart when it's time to stand and deliver, then what is he doing as the majority? Let's get somebody in there with a spine. You know, the people advising the president we don't cave at all. Let's make a stand here, people.
Mm-hmm. All righty, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back after that break. And, you know, it's all about we the people here on this program. We are a live program. We the people run the government, not the other way around.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, tomorrow it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day over at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue. And I get there, try to get there at noon. It depends on the traffic. I've been about 5 or 10 minutes late for the last 3 weeks in a row trying to get there at noontime. But I'm going to leave 10 minutes early and see if that works. I've already tried 15 minutes early. Now I'm going to leave 25 minutes early, see if I can do what I need to do. But 5602 West Waters Avenue, Mission Barbecue, right there just off of Veterans Expressway to the right. So look forward to seeing you there. All righty. Let's go back to Frank Silvato, managing of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Now, we have a question and or statement that a retired chief, fire chief, one of our brothers of the badge wants to make here. So hold on a minute. Good morning, Chief. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain and Frank. I agree with Frank 110%. I've been preaching this for a long time, that the Republican Party needs to develop some intestinal fortitude here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the fire service, you know what we called it, Captain Matt. But
yeah, I do.
This has been going on far too long here.
So does Frank.
Patriotic Americans need to realize what's going on with this party, that they're collapsing, and they are not standing up for what is right for America, and it has to stop. All patriotic Americans need to put Republican candidates in line for election that are going to stand for what we are representing.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Chief.
I don't know what the further the people don't understand what's happening here. You know, the president's trying his utmost to right the ship here. And the only way he's going to right the ship is that Republicans get on board. And we need a strong Congress to support him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening.
And you know, Chief, I want to point out to all the people that are listening, they don't understand that the fire service is a brotherhood that never goes away. The locals are the ones that control who gets supported politically. And what people didn't know about in the last election is the firefighters and the locals that were around the country, more of them than the national organization, were behind this president running for office.
Exactly. You know, the firefighters of America have always been strong in supporting the political politicians who support making America great again. Mm-hmm. And that's going to continue to happen. But okay. The rest of the patriotic Americans in this country need to get on board with him, and they need to elect Republican candidates that are going to support him.
Well, you know what we say, lead, follower, get the hell out of the way. All right,
thanks,
Chief.
Thanks, Captain.
Thanks, Chief. Okay. And Frank, he is a retired chief from up in the north, up there where I was from. And I'll tell you what, we got to meet him for lunch. I mean, you got to get down here, too, one of these Tuesdays.
Yeah, I do. And it would be a pleasure to meet him because he was spot on. And he said it very, very well, too. You know, all politics is local. And that means that you have to support good candidates at your level. You can't just look at national politics and say, oh, I support this guy or I support that guy. Mm-hmm. It starts all the way where you are, and it trickles up. Mm-hmm. So the elections for your U.S. representative and your senator for national office, very, very important that you make sure you send the most conservative and stand-up person to Washington, someone who's not going to cave, someone who's not going to buckle when it comes to doing the right thing, and someone who's not going to get poisoned by the factions of politics.
Well,
I urge everybody to read, and I know reading beyond a couple paragraphs is mm-hmm. got to take time to do it, but George Washington's farewell address, when he talks about the dangers of factions in politics, mm-hmm. talk about political parties, when you inject politics in the government, you get crap government.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to make sure, you've got to break the stranglehold of politics in the execution of government, because what we're seeing right now, that's the poison of politics and government.
Mm-hmm. And John up in Valdosta is chiming in. He says, unfortunately, what we are talking about here is that politicians are in it for themselves. We've lost the politicians that we had back in the day. But here's the thing, okay? I believe this can be turned around, and I'll tell you how I believe this. We had a handful of politicians, about 12 or 15, Congress, in the House, that actually would not take a paycheck when the government was shut down. Do you know that?
Yeah, let's make everybody not take the paycheck.
That's right. It should be a law, and they should go about doing this. Now, of course, you got to get through Schumer and Pelosi. But when the government shuts down, guess who doesn't get paid? The people in the government, the people that are making the laws, the Congress, the House, the Senate. No checky until you do the worky.
You know, and let's look at the priorities here. If you're gonna execute this ridiculousness of a quote unquote government shutdown, let's shut down the executive pay, mm-hmm. or we shut down the pay for the boots on the ground people.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that the Coast Guard, make sure that the FBI agents, make sure the people who actually have to go to work or put on
Secret Service
every day,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody above middle management and executive. You see this
Correct.
Thing coming to a screeching halt.
You bet. And these are things that we, the people, can get started on right away because, again, they work for us, and we need to let them know by calling them every freaking day. If it's more than once a day, then so be it. You've got to call them. Now, I've got the numbers up everywhere I can think of to put them, but I'm going to give you a chance to hear them right now. Here's the first one, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives. Give them your zip code. You get your congressman or woman. The second one is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's for the Senate. Give them your zip code. You'll get one or both of your senators. So that's what you got to do. You got to let them know you're involved. You got to send them letters. You got to send them telegrams. You got to send them emails. You got to visit them when they're home at their office. And you just got to keep the pressure up.
That's right. And don't underestimate the power of a letter. Because when they have to truck in boxes of letters to your representative or senator's office, they get to see how many people are ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be incredibly, you don't have to give the 300-page solution. One page, say, mm-hmm. stand with the president, stand for what we sent you to go to work for us for, and stop caving in. That's enough.
Now, I've been in a couple of different congressmen's offices when people have called in and they asked them, who are you live in the district? And the people call up and sometimes they'll say, well, I'm a union member. I belong to the plumbers union, or I belong to local IBEW, whatever. Or sometimes they'll say I'm a firefighter, a police officer, and they got this little box up there. And if you're a veteran, I know they got a box up there because I've seen it and I'm in it. They put a little check mark there for veteran, union member, retiree, whatever it is you are. They got all these little boxes up there so they can catalog you, and they go, uh-oh, this guy's involved with 500 people here. We better listen to him. We better be nice to him. But that's what they do.
Yeah, and remember, and the reason they do that, categorizing people and trying to figure out the potency of the call, is because people are votes to them.
Yep.
And votes to a politician is currency. The richer they are, mm-hmm. the better they are to get elected. So mm-hmm. when we make noise, they start getting nervous because they see their political capital going away.
Yeah, and when you call up and you tell them you're a policeman, firefighter, active, retired, a veteran, right away they go, uh-oh, I wonder who else this guy's talking to.
Yeah, because, you know, they understand that people who've been in any kind of brotherhood keep talking to each other after they leave the job.
Sure.
You know, so when
we're still talking after 10 years.
Absolutely. So you know, when you have that kind of a brotherhood, you have that kind of power, then they have to believe that there are bigger numbers there. And then, like I said, that's when they start looking at their political capital. Is it waning? Are we gaining it? When you get a lot of angry phone calls, your political capital goes down and you start worrying about your lifeline as far as politics is concerned.
By the way, what did you think of that little thing I sent you from Facebook last week when it told us we've been friends for 10 years on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook likes to let everybody know that. Then I would like to write it back and say, well, it's been more than 16.
Yeah, you missed some time there.
Yeah, you missed some time.
All right, well, I know you've got, the New Media Journal Facebook page where you put a great bunch of great articles up there. You've also got the Underground USA podcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it just goes a little bit deeper into what we write about over at the New Media Journal, and sometimes it gets a lot more irreverent. We've got one up today that talks about Candace Owens and the video that she did.
Oh, she's good.
The same thing that we were talking about today, needing a spine and standing up for what we need to get done in Washington.
Mm-hmm. She is so good. Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, but Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, you betcha. And, of course, Frank is a brother of the badge, also a firefighter in Chicago. How about that? You had three firefighters on the line here a little bit ago. And, you know, again, it's not what you hear the Nationals talking about. Here in the locals, we're the ones that run the shop. So there you go. And I'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says a national emergency to build the border wall or another government shutdown are still possibilities on the table. As hundreds of thousands of federal workers start back to work after a month of worry, the White House is reminding everyone this is only a 3-week timeout in an unresolved dispute over border wall money, and that could mean they will be off work again in mid-February. Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think any president of any party who's doing his or her job would be doing the job properly if they took anything off the table.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins was not so sure. She was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Shutdowns are never good policy, ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club, give them a call to find out more, 855-FREEDOM. There were a lot of Freedom boats on the water over the weekend for Gasparilla. I understand just about all their boats were out on the water, but 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. They've got 168 locations all across the United States. Find out more, and we'll tell you more about them here in a few minutes. All right. Joining us right now is the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, on sports. Good morning there, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain. How are you this fine morning?
Not too bad. Now, it rained yesterday, kind of took the thunder out of the Pro Bowl, but they did have a game, and you notice they didn't show the crowd, right?
Exactly.
There was hardly anybody in the stands. I saw that early on.
Yeah, well.
Bad weather day for openers.
That was a shame. I'm glad the Super Bowl wasn't here in Tampa like it has been a few years. That wouldn't have been a pleasant game to watch for the Super Bowl.
No, and they never would have been back either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, speaking about the Super Bowl, you and I have been talking, is Brady going to retire after the Super Bowl? And he emphatically said there's zero chance he's going to retire after the Super Bowl this year. So,
okay, what if he gets hurt during the Super Bowl and doesn't finish the game?
Well, depending on severity of the injury.
I mean, let's be realistic here. You think for a second his wife, who wanted him to quit last year, is going to let him just hang out with the boys? I don't think so.
Well, he'd have
What's your name, Giselle? Is that what it is?
Giselle Bundchen, yes, sir. Yeah, he'd have to have a serious broken leg or a serious concussion and not remember anything for him to maybe say, wait a second.
So let's...
But go ahead.
Let's talk about the Pro Bowl, because there was a couple of razzle-dazzle plays yesterday. One of them had the Bucs' Mike Evans in it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's always a fun, entertaining game. It's a football all-star flag football with pads game, I call it. And, you know, it's fun and enjoyable for the fans. Too bad the weather wasn't pleasant because it's more enjoyable. But the fans had a nice time Saturday over there meeting with the players and going through the festivities. So, again, you can't control the weather, unfortunately, unless the game was in a dome, which I think in probably the next 40 years, every stadium will be in a dome, in my opinion. We'll see if I'm right. So,
can they not play football inside Tropicana Field?
Oh, absolutely. They have a bowl game there every year.
Could you not have had a bowl game inside Tropicana Field, or I'm sorry, the Pro Bowl there?
Sure, absolutely.
And people would have showed up because they're going to be dry?
Absolutely. But, you know, it was programmed to be in Orlando, just like it's normally programmed in Hawaii, Honolulu. So that's why that's the way that went down.
Okay, so next year they'll be back in Hawaii.
That's what they're talking about. That's my understanding, you know. So,
all right, well, let's move along to the Super Bowl because we've got, I wouldn't say there's any smack being talked, but people are going, well, of course, the prohibited favorites now are going to be the New England Patriots because they've been there so many times, they own the place. But what say you?
Well, I think the Rams have a legitimate shot to upset them. Sean McVay will be the youngest coach ever in a Super Bowl, but he's very innovative, very good, much of a gunslinger with his team, and he feels they can win. Two keys to that game will be, can Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh put pressure on Brady, and can Tom Gurley get to about 100 yards, either rushing and receiving or just rushing, to put the pressure on the Patriots to have to score. They're going to have to probably get 30 points, I would think, Matt, in that game, at being in a dome up there in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that's how I think that game will play out. Tom Brady's going to be Tom Brady. It's just, he just finds a way. But can they outduel him like Philadelphia did last year? That was one heck of a Super Bowl last year. I'm hoping for the same this year, Captain.
Well, Sue is a character that's he's either really good or he's really bad. There just isn't any in between with him.
It seems like he's had a rejuvenation there with the L.A. Rams. You know, he's a great football player, very strong man. He gets to the pass or very, very quickly, and he gets to the through the linemen and the running backs quickly. It's just some of his nonsense over the years, his cheap plays after the play that have given him a bad name, and it's unfortunate. And he's been with a lot of teams. He finally seems to found a home there in L.A., so we'll see what he does in the Super Bowl.
Well, he was with the Lions for a while. That's how he staked his claim, and then, of course, he went to the Dolphins.
Correct.
And I don't think that was the right fit, or he still would have been there.
Correct, yeah.
But he seems to have found his place where he's at now.
Yes, very much so. Very fortunate, good team, good defense around him also. He's not just a standout. There's DBs are decent there.
All right. Well, I had somebody ask me to ask you, one of our listeners up in Valdosta, and they wanted to know about all the new coaches that are now in the NFL and where you think the Bucs might stand in the middle of all this, because they've got a veteran coach who brought a veteran staff into the mix.
Well, Bruce Arians, if anybody's going to get the most out of Jameis Winston, it's Bruce Arians. And the Tampa Bay fans are very excited about him. He has a great attitude, great personality. He's been in the league a lot of years. He's very good friends with Tony Dungy. A lot of people don't realize that, but they coached together in Kansas City.
Right.
Developed a friendship that's lasted. And he just knows how to deal with the players. He gets the most out of his players. He's a player's coach. But he's a no-nonsense guy, too. So it's a good mix. He's done it right, and you made a good point there, Captain. He brought Todd Bowles, great defensive coordinator, in to help him out with that defense, because he'll pretty much run the offense. He'll look at that more closely, but Todd will take care of the defense, and he should take care of the offense, mostly Jameis. And you know, hopefully they're a 500 club next year, and that'll make the Tampa Bay fans a lot happier.
Mm-hmm.
And Valdosta, Georgia, that gentleman, community there for high school sports, youth sports, and Valdosta State Blazers. That's a neat town up there in Valdosta.
They were the national champions in Division II.
Yeah, exactly, Matt. So mm-hmm. Very, very neat place.
Yep. Now, back to baseball, because I guess we're going to be playing baseball in the Trop for a while until whatever happens. But again, I'm hearing that they're still looking. And then somebody last week said, well, you know, that deal's not dead over there by the hockey arena. That's not dead.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I want to happen, because I think it's the best thing that can happen for all parties. Here's the thing down here in the Tampa Bay area. You only have 10,000 season ticket holders for the Rays. 8,000 of them are Hillsborough County residents. Come on now. Let's wake up here and put it where you have more season ticket holders. I love the Trop myself. A lot of people don't. The drive's not that bad. Wherever they place it, the drive's going to be the same for me and a lot of people that love the game. But it need to have a change. We need some corporate sponsorship. We need it to be somewhere to really get the name recognition. So that would be the place. And Jeff Vinnick is the man with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Speaking about hockey, Tampa Bay Lightning, number one right now at the break. So pretty impressive.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't see the corporate sponsoring coming in here. I really don't. I think they got the opportunity to have some, but I don't think they can have it all. I think they need to really think about the little guy and how they're going to get the fans in there. And they got a quick charger for some of this ridiculous stuff that they hit you up for all the time. Remember when the parking was free at the Trop and people just showed up?
Well, that's it. Well, if they were to move it to Tampa, you would have more corporations over here to sponsor it, Matt, number one. But your point's well taken. But people from downtown and all over Tampa and the season ticket holders, be nice to get there. And the parking situation, great point. What they ought to do is have some local organization, youth sports kids, get out there and collect for the parking, use that money for the their organization. Because people would have no problem. $5 parking for you and two or three people, and it's going to the Boy Scouts. It's going to youth football, youth baseball.
We're running out of time. Tell us all about how we can get a hold of you and what you do.
I appreciate it, Matt. My name's Patrick Hyland. I'm an independent insurance professional here in the Tampa Bay area, but if you're listening from abroad, give me a call anyway at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. If you give me a call and mention Captain Matt Bruce, I'll get you a book, Making a Million People into Getting a Million Out of Debt. And it's a great book. It'll get you on the right track of your finances. So I appreciate that, Matt.
Well, that's good. Thank you very much. And stay out of trouble and stay low and keep the heat turned on.
Yes, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. All right. That's Patrick Hyland. By the way, when we come back from this break that's coming right up here, we're going to tell you all about the Freedom Boat Club. We're also going to tell you about Dominic's, because we've got a couple different people we want to keep you in the loop on. Now, our good friends, LJ, I'll have to get back to you on that one. I don't know who you're talking about, but we were talking about veterans, and there's a bunch of veterans that are first-time congressmen that came in there. But anyway, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere, and if you want to opine here, you got about, 5 to 8 minutes to do so. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club has got 165 locations to serve you all across the United States, including the 19 that are right here in our backyard in Tampa Bay. You can give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Now, today, we've got some very windy conditions out there to begin with, so it may not be the best day in the world to be out on a boat. And the winds will start out gusting to about 20 miles per hour. They'll back off this afternoon to about 10 knots or so. But the seas this morning will start out 3 to 6 feet, choppy to a moderate chop before they back down to a lighter chop. And by the way, the Gulf water temperature and the Bay water temperature has definitely dropped way down now. It's 56 degrees in the Gulf. It's 59 degrees in the Bay. And it looks like as if our low tide will be coming here in a little bit, but our high tide will be around later this afternoon, so you'll be dealing with the higher tide a little bit later in the day. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has three different plans that you can get involved in. And if you're down here from up north and you've got a Freedom Boat Club near you, listen up, because you can join right there too. And here's the reason. Here's the reason. They've got the economy plan, which is the 5-day-a-week plan, Monday through Friday. They've got the standard plan, which is a 7-day-a-week plan, which is all days of the week, regardless of where you're at. And you also can save, you ready for this? Just without being a veteran, or without being active duty military, or without being a first responder, EMT, firefighter, police officer, 911 dispatcher, or without being someone in the medical profession, you get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. But if you're any one of those groups that I just told you about, you get another $500 or $1,500 off. Whether or not you join the economy plan Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, or you join the Monday through Sunday plan, the standard plan, which is a 7-day-a-week plan, good anywhere, anytime, any place. So there you go. Now, they've got 168 locations around the country. So reciprocity is a big deal here. And the way you find out more about that is to check them out online. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. They'll get back to you. They'll answer whatever questions you have. And then go to your closest Freedom Boat Club location and check out what they got. Look at the boats. Look at the facility. See how nice it can be. Now, granted, it's going to be a little cold this morning, this, that, and the other, but, you know, it wouldn't be bad if you didn't have anything better to do just to go out and take a look, because I don't think a lot of people will be out on the water this morning early. It's not one of those days where you do it. A little bit nippy, so think about that. But give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, if you don't think we the people elect the people that go into office, then how do you think they got there to begin with? Somebody had to elect Ocasio-Cortez. Somebody had to elect Chuck Schumer. Somebody had to elect, Nancy Pelosi. I could go on, but I don't need to. You get my drift here. Now, the only question is, were any of the voters that voted for them illegal? They were here illegally, but they figured out a way to vote because they got fake IDs or this, that, and the other and all that stuff. Well, the answer to that's got to be a resounding yes, especially in California with Nancy Pelosi. There's no way that you can't get a driver's license in California, whether you're legal or illegal, and wind up not being registered to vote. It's just going to happen because that's what they do. That's what they do. Think about that for a minute. And all is not lost. And to the doom and gloomers out there, don't even start. All is not lost. It's time for the tough to get going. And that's us. All right. Let me drift on over here to the phone line. Is that you? Who is this? Jeff? Or wait a minute. Who's on the phone here?
This is Sean.
All right. Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
On your doom and gloomers you're talking about.
No such thing, boy. Keep your chin up, because I'm telling you, I can't wait for February the 16th.
Well, I'm just trying to be getting people more aware of how urgent these things are. I mean,
sure.
It seems to me that the only state in the country that ever does a dang thing about looking into voter fraud is Texas.
Yep.
And I bet they just barely scratched the surface of what's going on.
They found 100,000 in the last election.
Yeah. So this has to be a mandatory thing done in these states, and it has to be done quick.
Voter ID, right?
We got a 2020 election coming,
mm-hmm.
And if you don't think, if anybody in this country doesn't think that they are doing everything they possibly can to win everyone, because what are they going to do? What are we going to do when they win the House, the presidency, and the Senate, and we go, it's voter fraud, and they go, oh, really, you're a bunch of racist, bigot homophobes, and what are you going to do about it? We take over office now. What are you going to do about it? And what are we going to do about it? That's my question. What are we going to do about it?
Needs to start now. Needs to start right now.
Well, who's starting? I don't see any plans.
Well, it's got to start right now. That's it, period. But I got another caller. I want to take the other caller real quick. Well, I got something I got to do here.
And then the federal judges, they just
don't
follow the Constitution.
All right, well,
why aren't they removed from office?
Let's see.
Why
what,
aren't they arrested?
Let's see what Todd has to say here. Okay, so let me see here. Okay, Todd, 60 seconds, and then I got to go to a read here. Go ahead.
Let's get down to business here. Donald, you did the right thing. I've been on the Trump train, and let me tell you why Donald did what he did. Because he's got a brother named Herschel Walker who stood in his corner, who's going to be the MC in the biggest thing, bigger than the Super Bowl, coming up in Atlanta, and he had to do that for the Super Bowl. Tom Brady did through his Make America Great Again hat, and bigger than the World Cup, and bigger than Wimbledon, and bigger than all the events combined is the Super Bowl. So Donald J. Trump did this. He told the Border Patrol, I got your back. Let me handle this right here because I got everybody coming in from Atlanta and the Pro Bowl and everything and the biggest event in the world. So he did this for 3 weeks. Let me tell all the federal employees, after 3 weeks, we're shutting the government down. We're building the wall. You have to get a second job just like we did when Obama was in there for 8 years. God bless you, Donald. Get to work.
All right. They are not going to shut the government down again, folks. And the reason they aren't is because of that. That all by itself cost them money. Government doesn't like to lose money. Now, they cost them more than what the border wall would have cost to put up. It's anywhere from 6 to 7 to 8 billion, could even be more, but that's where we're looking at right now. They'll come up with a number, believe me. But they realize they made a mistake, and some people got hurt along the way that shouldn't have been hurt, like the U.S. Coast Guard, like the Secret Service, like the FBI agents who did not get a check, and that was wrong. That was absolutely wrong. Law enforcement, first responders, and the U.S. Coast Guard needs to be paid come hell or high water. That's my priority, and that's the way it needs to be. Anyway, let me just tell you this. I've got to read this little thing here because my buddies down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, they listen to the broadcast, and this part of the broadcast always brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out on the highway and byway. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, this is going to be a busy day, a busy week. Because when Congress comes back, they're going to have to hit the ground running. And LJ, thanks very much for all the great comments. I appreciate that. But anyway, everybody's going to have to, you know, pull themselves up by the bootstraps. And this is the day you start calling Congress. Every day, once a day, twice a day, call your congressman or woman, then turn around and call your senator. Call one in the morning, call one in the afternoon. If they come home to their office here, call them here or go see them. All right, we'll be back. The Captain's America Third Watch. Leave it for the day. I'll be back tonight. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.